Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to develop the skills that you may be missing to have a successful company. Like Jill talked about. I'm sort of wondering this about you, actually.
Oh. It's a long process, but I'm going to share all of it today.
As we talked about yesterday at the end of the show, Jill and I host an accountability group. And go ahead, Jill, explain the backstory with this.
Yeah, so we have it's our first ever Land Academy official accountability group held by Stephen and I, and it's free and voluntary to anyone that enrolled. It was like November, December last year kind of thing, and we started it in January, kicked off in January. So we had a really good question last night, which was, I've heard you guys talk about how having a past life or being a business owner in some form was a good indicator who's going to be successful in this world. And so we answered that question. And then the person said, and I'll give you the quick answers, which was, you can afford it, tenacity, you know how to solve problems, you die trying. You're gonna come hell or high water.
Yep.
It's gonna be successful. If you've done that, then you're not much you can't do, I think. But so stuff like that. And so then the person said, all right, and there's a lot of other things. He said, okay, well, how do I develop the skills that I'm missing then to be that person? And that's what we're gonna talk about today.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
By the way, if you are a Land Academy member, don't forget, you can reach us on Discord. So Anthony wrote, I have been seeing a lot of posts like, does anyone know of a good photographer in XYZ County? I was thinking we could add state and county subforms to the resources forum so we could share resources by county rather than having to post requests for providers in the general forums. Then we can share who is good in each county and who we should avoid. And I personally think this is a great idea.
That's good. I have a 180 degrees different opinion. So over the years, Jill and I have created forums, and we do have forums, in Land Investors and Discord, and a knowledge base that I think we're transferring to a different... Well, it's a knowledge base. The software that it's being used on is obsolete, so we're moving it to another one. And the heartache that it causes, if you go, say, in XYZ County, I've got this great person who can close deals. This great lawyer. I have a great lawyer, closes deals all over the state. They're based out of this county. It's going to become obsolete fairly quickly, number one. Number two, we're going to get a call from that lawyer that says, I'm getting all these calls from Land Academy members, and they're not asking me the right questions. What they're asking me is, where should I send mail? Things that I've never heard of before. And so it's title mined all over again.
I was only talking about photographer.
And I think photographers get obsolete too. The best photographers I've ever had, the times that I've gone to use them again, they're gone.
Okay.
I just don't think...
That's fair.
It's like saying Airtable's...
I thought it was okay for that.
Airtable's the best CRM. It's not. It's really good for us. We love it. Jill loves it. It's pretty. She says it all the time. Apparently that matters to her, and that's fine. Whatever it takes to get deals done. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that sharing this type of information... And this question is appropriate for this topic today. You have to develop these skills, these really creative skills to problem solve when things like this just aren't, when data's not readily available.
I still don't think there's anything wrong with this. Can we have a my opinion, your opinion?
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, good. Because I think photographer, if you're using for a while, I wouldn't mind saying, and then when you retire, please, someone, the next person, if you would, when you pull the phone number down and you say the guy retired or he died, have him for something, who knows? He moved. There we go. Would you just take his name off the list? That's not crazy. All right. Sorry. We can go on now.
These things, in a strange way, have an uncalculated consequence or an unintended consequence of becoming something that you don't want it to become. Because for...
Okay.
Next.
Overkill.
Today's topic. Today's topic, how to develop the skills I'm missing to have a successful company. This is why you're listening.
Pineapple. I'm sure we have a code word.
We do.
It's not that kind of a code word, everyone. So don't go there with me. But when you're out somewhere, like you're talking to someone, you realize they're not getting it, or I don't know, maybe one of us is being a little unruly, and it could even be me. The code word is pineapple. You can walk up to them and say, "Can I see you over here, pineapple? Follow me."
And then the other person, usually it's me,
yeah,
is not allowed to just question anything. You just have to listen and kind of give that person veto power on whatever's happening.
Pineapple's like, "Oh, I'm too much right now." Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was a pineapple moment.
So during this accountability group, this person's saying, "Well, how do I then develop these skills that to kind of learn how to talk to someone on the phone and get to like doing it?" Hold on a second.
Yeah.
And I said, "You don't."
Yep.
You don't
we both
learn
said
that.
The same thing.
You don't learn that. What you do is you find somebody like Jill as a partner.
Or the opposite. Like, how do I get to embrace data? Like, it'd be saying like, okay, I want to learn the skill to embrace data and get as excited about. Can you imagine if I said this to you? "Stephen, will you please teach me and show me so I'm just as excited about as you are when I get into Excel and I'm downloading data. Will you get me there?" It's impossible.
No, it's not going to happen.
Because I don't want it to be.
I couldn't agree more.
That's why. I don't want to get to know it like that.
And so I think it ultimately leads to, you know, if you're getting up in the morning and doing things you don't want to do, that's only going to last for so long. For certain people, it could be 20 years and then they've had enough. For certain people, it could be 2 weeks. And then it's like, I don't care how much this job pays. I don't care how long I've been married. I don't care whatever. It's just like, you know, I've just had enough.
How cute the kids are.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You don't really want to start down the path.
No.
And try to adjust to something that you just don't want to do.
Well, the point is, to me, I really like this question. That's why we're talking about it today. So, listener, you who asked the question at our meeting, at our accountability group, I was loving it. I'm like, that's, again, I put it in here because that made me think for a minute. And it was great because you and I both had the same answer, that it would be awesome. But instead of trying to be that person that you're deep down not, or you really don't care about, or, by the way, you're not as good at, you're just not naturally as good at it. There's some things like that. I feel bad, but I may have, you know what? I may have the most energy and excitement and whatever about being a ballerina, but look at me. I'm not going to be a ballerina. That's not going to happen. Or a jockey, or, you know, something. There's physical things. There's things you just can't overcome, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I really have always been a huge fan of, hey, figure out what you're good at and just run with that. And that's what this is today for me, this topic. Hey, get real good. Know every part of your company. You want to have a successful company. You want to be a successful investment company like we are. Figure out all the pieces. This is what we talked about. I said, from day one, I want you to start writing your own SOP, your own standard operating procedures of all the 23 steps it took you to buy the property. Now the 23 steps to list the property. And then the 31 steps needed to sell it and deed it over or whatever it was. And that was in part of our Airtable. I was showing our Airtable example because we put all those, it's kind of like the whole process is spelled out in Airtable. So you start with the steps and you can put it into a system and make your life easier. And then as you're doing that, you're going to figure out the places that you're really fast at and you're good at, the places that you're not good and what you stink at, what you hate, whatever. And instead of hitting your head against the wall going, "I got to get better at posting, I got to get better at posting." No, you don't. Find somebody who's really is good at it. "I got to get better at talking to people on the phone." That's okay. Find someone who is really good at it and they love it. Because I promise you, there's a yin and a yang. And that's what this group is all about. There's so many partnerships and companies and businesses that I never expected coming out of Land Academy.
Couldn't agree more with everything you're saying. I just see a lot of people getting really frustrated. Not a lot. I see a handful of people frustrated, trying to do something that they can't. They just don't want to. And so rather than quit, I really just think you should align yourself with the right people so that you can do it together.
Brilliant.
So for every person that can't stand doing data,
there's a me.
Mm-hmm. So partnership is one of the most valuable things that I've seen come out of Land Academy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you can even do it. There's a couple ways you could do this. So my first thoughts are I would make it task driven because I don't want to go out there and spend months trying to find a partner and be trying to work with this partner and splitting things 50-50. That's I think that will come down the road once you start doing deals with people. So what I would do short term is start doing it by task. So as you're going along your business, you're doing your first 10, 20, 30 deals. I love these, this job, I hate this job. All right, where mm-hmm. can I outsource this part of my company? Maybe it's bookkeeping. I don't know about you, but that's one of the things that I can't stand. I don't want to take care of bills and keeping track of things like that. Not for personal or business. I don't like it. I do stuff I have to, you know, but outsource that. Find someone that can do it. And it doesn't mean you have to bring on a full-time employee. This is a beautiful thing too. You could just do it by task. That's one example. What about just building a website? You're brand new to this. Do you really want to get and spend all weekend and maybe spill into next week learning how to create, develop, host, build out, put checkouts on, whatever it is, on your own website? No, you don't need to do that. And that's a great, and I don't need to hire a partner and say, hey, by the way, I'm looking for a guy that can do these 16 things and then you're in. That's gonna be hard to do too.
Yeah.
So go on, you know, Fiverr, Upwork, there's all kinds of great places that you could find someone to do these. So there's one-off tasks like that. There's maintenance tasks. You're gonna need someone help with that down the road. And then there's, you know, big picture, like I never want to, you know, talk to a title agent again, something like that. And you could hire a transaction coordinator, even part-time, that can take that off your plate and then down the road. So that's how you start. So you know what, in a way you're developing your skills, and what's your skills? You're hiring the right people. And I would argue that's a better skill.
I would argue that I was just going to say that, you know, Jill talked earlier about the 15 steps to buy it, the 15 steps to list it, and the 15 steps to sell it. The first time you go through that, you do them all yourself because mm-hmm. you can't afford it. And honestly, you should learn. The second time you do it, maybe it's not 15 steps, it's 13 steps because you realize you could combine them or improve it, the process in some way. Land Academy was intended and designed for to be a springboard for all that so that you can skip that big, huge first step. Understand the mail, understand the data, understand the process, and then after a while, make it your own. And there's going to be things you just don't want to do or that you can outsource or you're going to decide for yourself. That's one of the reasons I answered the question today the way I did. There has to be your signature on all of this. This isn't Domino's Pizza. We talked about it last week. This is not a franchise where there's only one way to make the pizza and that's it. And one way to hire, and here's the employment forms. That's not what this is. And the people that can embrace that are going to do fantastically well at buying and selling real estate. Or really, quite honestly, anything they put their mind to.
Yeah.
It's that mindset.
That's it. I mean, think about so many wealthy people, they don't do this stuff. They just know how to find the right people and empower them
mm-hmm.
and let them run. And that's how you're
going to them fail.
Or let them, well, and then you replace them.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's one thing that, here's truth time, life lesson, fire faster. I'll end it on that for me. As you're doing this, figure it out real quick and then don't feel bad and just move on. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode of the Land Academy Show is called, Are You a One Deal a Month Person? Or a one deal a day kind of investor? You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
This is awesome. We should like not answer this yet, and let's answer it together tomorrow, because that'll be fun. I'll do a 1-2-3 thing, and we'll each give our answer.
Sounds good.
On that. So, by the way, if you are interested in learning more about us or what we do, please check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education, tools, and support you need to be flipping property like the pros.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.